stats. A needy man is a man who puts a disproportionate degree of emotional investment into others. When he manages to enter into relationships, a needy man will do everything in his power to simply satisfy his partner. In arguments, he will always defer, whether he is right or wrong. He will spend inappropriate amounts of time and money on his partner, out of a fear of what might happen if he does not. While needy people may at times appear to be friendly and helpful, in reality, their emotional charity is born out of insecurity and will therefore be impossible to respect over time. In contrast to the needy man is the non-needy man. The non-needy man is not cold or arrogant. He is simply a man who does not internalize the opinions of others to the degree his entire self-worth hinges on their judgments. The non-needy man entrusts only as much emotional investment in others as they do in him, and therefore his relationships progress at an appropriate pace to the mutual benefit of both him and his partner. Paradoxically, the non-needy man's lack of desire for the approval of others attracts the approval of others. A lack of neediness is its own virtue, to the point a non-needy man will likely be respected, even in his unsuccessful relationships. To demonstrate the polarity of neediness and non-neediness, consider a couple who begins on a mutually beneficial non-needy basis. The man is confident and relatively successful, as is the woman, and they both are able to emotionally invest in each other without sacrificing their social lives or their careers. They are the initial model of a healthy relationship. Consider then a shift in dynamics. Suppose the man in this couple takes a demanding and unsatisfying position at work, which destroys his desire to socialize and leaves him despondent and unhappy with life. Suppose the woman continues to lead a fulfilling existence, replete with healthy friendships and a desire for new and satisfying experiences. Even though this couple remains together due to a shared history and rapport, a division begins to grow between the two as the man begins to rely more and more on the woman as his sole source of happiness and emotional satisfaction, while the woman begins to resent the pressure put on her by this discontent and emotional investment. As the man begins to fall deeper into patterns of neediness, he begins to put more pressure on the woman while the woman further distances herself from the man. By this point, the man is fully committed to moving in with the woman. However, the woman is confident their relationship is stifling and toxic. The difference between the early stage of their relationship and the late stage is the division in their emotional investments. At the beginning, in the relationship's healthiest stage, the man and woman were two individuals whose presence in each other's lives was a fulfilling but non-exclusive source of happiness. At the end, the man's intense neediness alienated the woman, who saw their relationship had become a way for the man to evade reality. Not only is non-neediness the most fundamental signifier of successful relationships, but the degree to which a man radiates non-neediness is the most fundamental signifier of male attractiveness. The physical symbols of wealth, status, and power can be transient and misleading, but the unconcerned demeanor of a confident and non-needy person is the intangible it factor no circumstances can fully erase. At its core, seduction is the simple process of conveying non-neediness to a woman. Most likely, you are familiar with the idea of how men are biologically destined to be more promiscuous than women, because women can become pregnant as a result of sex, fulfilling the man's primal need to procreate. Subsequently, for this to happen, women need to feel more emotionally connected to their partners to feel attraction and security. One symptom of this difference between men and women is women do not have the same degree of consistent sexual needs as men. Therefore, the process of seduction usually begins with the woman in a dominant position, as the man is usually the one approaching and attempting to gain the favor of the woman. The most fundamental way to gain this favor is to convey to the woman a sense of personal value by being non-needy, thus leveling the emotional imbalance between the man and the woman. A highly common and flawed way this emotional leveling is recommended is through a performative display of non-neediness mediated through specific tactics and body language tricks. This approach is at the heart of most books designed to teach men how to pick up women. A performative display of non-neediness